I'm going to start this morning with two apologies. First, Joseph Gabayan pointed out that the men and women of Men's Club all deserve a Yasher Koach, that the Men's Club invites all people to join and be members of its club. Yeah, its club. The second is, if you've read the study source this morning in the back of your pew bulletin, I committed a faux pas. I did not look carefully at the author. There are two Fishbanes, father and son, who both do excellent job commenting, and Michael is the one who did this commentary, not Eitan. It's the new Song of Songs commentary from JPS, which I recommend to everyone. It's excellent. Now I hopefully have something more interesting to tell you. The Song of Songs is hard for me to read. I'm a narrative person. I'm a prose person. I like my stories. And the Song of Songs is not only poetry, which I find very difficult to get into, but it changes dramatically in the middle of a verse from one style to the next. From first person, it changes who the actors are. It's very difficult to follow. But there's one little vignette which I was... I'll tell you at the end why I pointed it out. There's a woman who is in deeply in love, and she lets her lover has to leave for some reason, and she decides that she can't. It was wrong to let him go, and she's gonna go find him. And she goes to find the local magistrates, the local police, and say, "Have you seen him? Where is he?" And at that exact moment, it says, "At that moment, matzati et she'ava nafshi." At this moment, I have found the love of my soul. I have found my soulmate. And I love this for a lot of reasons, but the first is that this is an excellent foundation for relationships. This is how it often works. You let go of the thing that you love most, realize that you love it most, go out, let's go find the professionals, I'm going to search it out, but in the end, the only person who can really find that love is you. Sometimes going to ask for help is what gives you the strength to find the person you love. But at the end of the day, it is you who have to do the finding, making the connection. And the next verse says, "And then I held him tight and refused to let him go." That's it. That's the model. You have to know yourself well enough to know what you love, to search out, to seek out that love. And then when you have it, to hold on tight and not let go. And on a deeper level, and I think this is what Michael Fishbane was talking about in his comment, is this is a model for how we do Judaism. Judaism, religion, is out there. It's an idea. It's beautiful. It inspires lots of people. But until we decide to make it our own, until we decide to find the love in Judaism that is ours, it doesn't say matzati et, the one that I love. It says she'avat nafshi, the love of my soul. Until you take that idea that is religion and filter it through your own person and your own soul and make it part of who you are, that real, true, lasting love, those passionate, those uplifting, those deep moments that connect us to the one who created all, you can't hold on to them. You can't grasp them until Judaism becomes your own. Matzati et she'ava nafshi, I have found the love of my soul. And I'll tell you the last reason that I focused on this verse. It's the inscription on the inside of my wedding ring. That's what Jesse said to me under the chuppah when we got married. So I was excited to drash and share a little bit. It's a lot of sharing. That's why I focus here today. So I hope each of us take that opportunity to look inside of ourselves and see what is it, who is it, what is the love that's missing in our lives, and go out and search it for it, find it, hold on to it. I hope each of us look at services this morning, at this seemingly unending holiday of Passover, at each of our Jewish opportunities, and don't just see it as the general experience. That's true, that's out there. But what is it for you? What do you connect to? What is it that you are missing that we, that Judaism can provide, and then hold on tight and make it the love of your soul? Shabbat Shalom.